From the Doomben 10,000, let's now head to South Australia because the Derby is also an intriguing contest at Group 1 level. And Harley Moven, the local, has really caught the eye his last few starts. Dan Clark and joins us. And Dan's looking for another Group 1 victory spot. A while ago now, since the fairy tale of Miracles of Life, but Harley Moven would be just as much a brilliant local story as well. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. How much do you think about Miracles of Life now, all those years ago?
It's every day.
Yeah,
it's one of those things that just doesn't go away. It was just, you know, at the time, it was a massive thrill. And when you look back at it, it was quite an achievement, really.
It certainly was. Where's Lauren these days, Lauren Stjakovic?
Lauren, she is a vet nurse at Achunga. And, I think she's enjoying that. I don't see much of her. I think she took a bit of a track work fall, which sort of set her back a fair bit, hurt herself again. So I think she's just taken up vet nursing and enjoying that.
Well, it's nice to know she's doing well, and no doubt she'll be giving Harley Moven a cheer on Saturday. And, gee, he's really been a horse that has improved through the grades. His last three runs have been phenomenal, and in the Chairman's, where he got a long way back, he really hit the line well. So on paper, it looks like the distance would suit, but if you looked at his pedigree, you may have a question mark about that. What's your gut feel about the 2,500?
Oh, look, I think everybody says, well, you know, pedigree says he can't run it, but he don't know what he's by or what he's out of. he just likes to run, so let him run, I reckon.
What's his background? How much did you pay for him, or where did you get him, Dan?
Bought him in Adelaide. He went through Mill Park's draft. A few of the boys were interested in buying a horse out of Mill Park, so we went and had a look at him, and there was a couple there that they liked, and they really didn't blow my hair off, but this horse did. He had a bit of shape about him, and he looked like he was tough. He went, actually, they wanted a bit more than we were going to pay, and he got passed in, and we ended up buying him after the sale, so it worked out really well.
Well, he's got more than 200,000 in the bank now, and he seems a pretty versatile horse. He's winning the Port Adelaide Guineas. He didn't settle too far off them. And then with the wide gate last start, you went right back in what was a brutally run Chairman's. You've drawn a reasonable gate on Saturday. What's your plan? Where would you like him in the run?
I'd love to see him just behind the pace. And if he can drop his head for the first 1,000, I'd be absolutely wrapped.
Is he a horse that usually does settle well?
He has had his moments. He can be hard going. I was quite impressed with him in the chair in the Port Adelaide Guineas because that was a slow tempo. And he did get up on the bridle a couple of times, but he did come back to Ryan. So then obviously in the Chairman's, that was a brutally run race, which got him off the bridle a long way out. If it was just even tempo Saturday, I'd be thrilled.
He's improved, making his way through the grades. Is he still on that upward spiral, do you think?
He is too. I can't say he's not. Everything suggests he is in himself and the way he goes about things at the moment. You know, he's sort of one of those horses, I think, if he has sort of said, I've had enough, I reckon you'll certainly know about it because he can be quite aggressive and he hasn't shown any of that. So, look, you know, right at the moment, he's in a good space.
Obviously, it's a Group 1, and there's a couple of pretty smart ones up the top, including Allegron, who's been through the derbies, and then you've got the untapped Detonator Jack. How do you see the depth of the race and trying to compare where Harley Moven fits in?
Well, I thought if you took those two out, we'd probably be favourite.
Yep.
That's the way I see him. And like I said, it's all going to come back to how the race is run. If it's an even tempo and he gets the opportunity to use his kind of paralysing sprint, we saw that in the Port Adelaide Guineas and saw that in the actual Guineas itself. If he gets to use that, they're going to know he's there.
Well, it could be another big moment for you with Harley Moven. How many horses have you and Oopie gotten in work at the moment?
12, which is sort of enough for us because we're sort of we don't employ a lot of staff and we're pretty well it. So 12's plenty for us.
Well, they don't come easily, the Group 1s. It's hard to believe. Is it 10 years since Miracles of Life?
9 years, 2013.
There we go. Well, it's about time for another miracle, isn't it?
I reckon. I'll be happy to take it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, good luck on the weekend, Dan.
Thank you very much, Michael.